welcome. Garrett Roach is in the house. Garrett, you want to go right into that mic and say hi?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everyone, from Hudson, New York. This is Garrett Roach speaking.
There you go. You can hear. Can you hear that in your headphones?
Perfect.
Can you hear that in your headphones, too? All right, so you got a microphone, too. You want to put that right on, good and close. And this is Chris, right?
Rob.
I got it wrong already. How about that? We got Rob in the house. Rob, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Look at that. Welcome to the Monday Afternoon Show. And we got Chris, who doesn't have a mic now, but watch what this mic does. It goes right there. Talk right into it. And Chris has a ukulele.
Yeah.
This is big. This is real big because when it's ukulele time on the Monday Afternoon Show, you know we're about to have some fun.
So I want. There's like high expectations now.
Talk right into that microphone and introduce yourself. It's Chris with the ukulele, right?
Yeah, Chris with the ukulele.
Okay, Chris, welcome to the show. So this is, we're playing the Lounge Kittens in the background. This is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And why am I playing this song? Because it was on this day, AC/DC released their song, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, which is kind of an interesting song, lyrically speaking. But this is a remix. This is a remake right here, the cover by the Lounge Kittens. Let's just have a listen for a second while we get settled here and talk about what we're going to talk about. We like to talk about what we're talking about, and then we like to talk about it. So stay tuned. We got Garrett, Chris, and Rob on the Monday Afternoon Show. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, people. We'll be right back. There you go. That's the Lounge Kittens on the Monday Afternoon Show. So what we're going to do is launch into a little bit of Irish music, because I believe what happened is Garrett and I met at the Spotty Dog and we started talking about the old country, and turns out we have mutual ancestors that come from the Green Isle, and I just want to acknowledge that. We're going to play a little Clancy Brothers here before we launch into our interview here. So,
one of the oldest sort of themes.
Isn't that right, Garrett? Didn't we talk about that a little bit?
We are. For her man who's gone into battle. She may never see him again.
There you go. And, say that one more time.
What was that? Scots song.
As sure as I'm sitting here looking at you, we did.
Okay. All right, Garrett, you are live and direct. We got an extra microphone. Things are looking good, and we are going to just finish off this tune right here and launch into it. So let's just have a listen. Hold on. We'll be right back.
That much my lover was, and woe be to the cruel cause that gars my tears don't fall. And woe be to the foreign wars, O high Germany, for they have ta'en my love and left a broken heart with me. The drums beat in the morning before the scrake o' day, and the wee wee fifes played loud and shrill while yet the morn was grey, and the bonny flags were unfurled, a gallant sight to see. When I went there to see my love embark for Germany, as I look o'er the broad blue sea, as long as could be seen, to a wee bit sail a
upon the ship my soldier lad was in. And o'er the wind blowed snare and snell, and the ship sailed speedily. And the waves and cruel wars have twinned my winsome love from me.
Alrighty, there you go. The Clancy Brothers, that is, the Wars of Germany. I believe, was it Rob? You had a little story about them. You saw those guys live, is that right?
Hold on
a second, Rob. I'm running into slight difficulties. So, yeah, hold on, Rob. I'm going to come back to your mic because we're supposed to be... I'll have to come back to that. Either you have to share one or not. But, Garrett, I do want to go to you. You can, we're going to go to Garrett. But first of all, Rob, tell us back in what year was it you said you were you were able to see them live?
Around 1987.
Okay.
Schenectady.
This is, you saw the Clancy Brothers.
Yes. Without, it was Liam Clancy and Tommy Macon were not there. They were maybe a cousin. He had some of the others with other people. And then I saw in 1982, I got to see Liam Clancy and Tommy Macon at Good Counsel School in White Plains, New York.
Good stuff?
Oh, it was great.
Good times.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we had to make that little Irish connection there. And then back to where I met Garrett and the Spotty Dog with Sam Sebrum. We were doing a pledge drive for WGXC Community Radio fundraising. We actually grabbed Garrett off of the bar stool, gave him a microphone, and said, "How you feeling?" And then he proceeded to tell us. And it was good fun, good times. And we appreciate that. So what was the Irish connection there, Garrett? I believe you have some relatives over there.
Yes, sir, and I will never forget the lovely Rebecca who all of a sudden came over to me when I went into the dog, as I call it, for an iced tea, and she asked me to speak, and speak I did. And yes, I have distant cousins and relations in Ireland and dual citizen over there, and I have so many interesting tales to share regarding having lived over there and about life there. Comparison to hear the non-tourist version, I can give you the raw truth, both the good and the bad about that country. I don't go near the tourist areas when I'm over there. I will add that my mom saw the Clancys in concert when she was a teenager, and she received a kiss on the cheek from Liam Clancy, actually.
No kidding.
He was very charmed.
No kidding. Lucky mother.
Maggie was her name.
Maggie.
Passed away in chronic kidney disease May 20th, 2015, which would have been her mother's birthday, but her spirit is with me stronger than ever now.
No kidding. 2 years ago. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a big loss.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Big loss, yeah.
Oh, no worries. My life is in an amazing state at the moment. And
well, why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Garrett, and tell us what you've been up to. You said you had something to share about a group you've been talking with lately.
Yes. Yeah. It just came to me after losing Mom over the last 2 years about I'd like to form a group of positive thinking people, which we can use in this day and age more than ever, I feel. And when I say group, I don't mean like a club or an organization, so to speak, that one pays to join. Or I don't even mean a group in a sense, so to speak, what would come to a person's mind when they first think of a group, quote unquote. I mean simply just good friends coming together to keep each other afloat. And as I say, you know, if enough people are coming together, singing and dancing and laughing, that can rebut a lot of what's going on in the world and in society. And I really think that we need this more than ever. Just come together. Not as any necessarily political or religious affiliations, but as human beings. And I'm in the very beginning stages of it, and it's working splendidly. This would be locally, nationally, internationally. I'm very big on pen-palling. Also, last summer I had mentioned in my interview which is in the recorded archives on WGXC, by the way. If you type in my name, it'll come up, Garrett Roach. But I belong to a pen pal organization based in Chicago called the Letter Writers Alliance. Their website is letterwriters.org. They promote the art and enjoyment of traditional letter writing. I do pen paling via email as well, but some days I go to my P.O. box, I have three or four letters in my mail, or as they say in Ireland, in my post. And it's really amazing what I have going between. I'm bringing so many different aspects of my life together into one. And like I say, I'd love to bring it all together into one big piece of beautiful.
There you go.
And as for Ireland, I've lived in counties Kerry and Limerick. The most interesting people I encountered were the Irish traveling people who I did some human rights advocacy for when I was over there. They've actually just recently been granted ethnic minority status in Ireland. They had it in the UK for several years, but in the Republic of Ireland, it's their first time. Mm-hmm. Sometime I'll be playing a song by a distant cousin of mine in Kent named Francie Radigan called Hum, Hum, Hum. It was a protest song to an eviction, massive eviction of Irish travelers that occurred in Basildon, Kent in 2011.
Now, can we find that on YouTube?
You certainly may.
Well,
you certainly can.
There you go. Maybe while you tell us a little bit about it, I might be able to search this up. So what you did is you did advocacy work, I'm assuming legal advocacy work for...
Not in a legal sense, more in a personal sense, but I did write, when I was over here, I actually wrote as a freelance journalist, international correspondent for a few different publications in Ireland. But
okay,
he's done more of the actual hands-on advocacy work.
Who is the song by again?
It come up Hum, 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 and it has, he just has the name... P-H-I-E-N, O apostrophe P-H-I-E-N. And
okay,
it would be great to hear. I could picture people walking down the street, Warren Street in Hudson, singing this.
Well, that's
but
absolutely fantastic. I think we're going to be able to pull that up. So basically,
beautiful.
For people who don't know, the Travelers are a group in Ireland that we would otherwise call the Gypsies.
Or Tinkers in the old days.
Or the Tinkers or whatever it is, and they're known for... being in their caravans, the caravan folk, also known as, where they have sort of these mobile homes or these sort of trailers behind trucks or whatever it may be, and they go from community to community, and they're the downtrodden, what we would call in Christian terms, the least of our brethren. Those who are downtrodden, those who are despised and looked down upon, and even the most hospitable nation on earth, which Ireland is known as, there are still problems with certain groups of people, and the Travelers would be one of those groups of people, and some amazing stories in history and where they come from. And I think there's an ancient connection to the ancient Roma, the actual gypsy folks that came from... I don't know, Rajasthan or whatever, or maybe North Africa or...
They're completely whatever. Separate from the Roma, actually, Kieran.
Oh, okay. So
heritage.
You know a little bit of that ancient history? Break it down for a little.
They have a similar nomadic lifestyle.
Because mm-hmm. They look really white to me.
A distant... well, because they are separate from the Roma, with the exception of living a similar lifestyle.
Okay.
They're a separate ancestry. They are actually pre-Celtic in ancestry, and a very distant relation of mine in London, who's a gold medal Olympic boxer, Francie Barrett. He had his DNA taken, and he did the research on it. And from what we come up with so far, the Travelers go back in Ireland 13,000 years, and Gaelic is not, as many believe, the original language of Ireland. It's known as Gammon or Cant that the traveling people speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
these people are native to that land. They're all basically the equivalent of the Native Americans here in America. And yet they're marginalized, set aside, discriminated against. They've actually teamed up with other groups who are also being discriminated against with human rights advocacy over there. And they were the most interesting people I encountered, and I have so much more to share about Ireland from so many different aspects as well. In fact, my surname Roach, R-O-C-H-E, is Princess Diana's mother's maiden name, and she also has Garrett's, for people with the first name Garrett, on that line of her ancestry. We believe there may be a connection, but may have been a split in the family along the way, but not and sure. They were barons of Fermoy County, Cork. My Roaches are from a place called Knocknagoshal, County Kerry. That's a small village. My great-granddad was what was known as a moonlighter who fought landlord evictions, and he escaped in the middle of the night on a cargo ship in a potato sack and found himself in the South Bronx.
Hey, from one nightmare to the next.
Exactly. And, you know, he had to defend himself against a vicious landlord who was after himself and his family. And we actually have a letter that was written to my mother from an Irish police officer known as a Garda Síochána named Donald Griffin in 1974. And he states the place names, the land marks where the Roaches lived, which ones went out to America, which ones went out to England, and which ones remained behind. So that's a little piece of, just a little tiny piece of it right there.
It's a little tiny piece coming to you from Garrett Roach here on the Monday Afternoon Show. I think we got to try to, here it is. I found it, Garrett. Can you hear it on your headphones?
It's loud and clear.
Maybe we need some ukulele accompaniment here to this one.
Chris
brought his ukulele into the studio, which I always
like. Yeah, I don't know if I can just accompany anything.
Well, you just tune that thing up and see if we're able to come up with something. But this is Hum 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 Fionn O'Fionn, I guess, is the artist. And the subtitle here is Save Dale Farm. It looks like this was a political... Here we go. Let's have a listen.
Hum, hum, tomorrow will surely come, 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 tomorrow will surely come. With the world in crisis, people doing what they can, all the government seems to want is travellers off their own land. Oh, hum, 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 tomorrow will surely come, come, come. Tomorrow will surely come. Right across the world, people have their say. Let the traveller alone, let the traveller stay. Oh, hum, hum, hum. Tomorrow will surely come, come, come. Tomorrow will surely come. Brothers and sisters, we're all one clan. Love and respect each other, for we're in God's hands. Oh, hum, hum, hum. Tomorrow will surely come, come, come. Tomorrow will surely come. Years gone now, when there's none of us around, they say we came together on this righteous ground. Oh, hum, 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 tomorrow will surely come, 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 tomorrow will surely come. Hold up your hands, hold them right up high. If we join our hands together, then the spirit will abide. Oh, hum, 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 tomorrow will surely come, come, come. Tomorrow
is that bringing back
come.
Memories there, Garrett? This
victory is what we need. If we don't get it now, then we'll never be free. Oh, hum, hum, hum.
Save Dale Farm right here. What was Dale Farm, actually? Was that a traveler community?
The travelers purchased that land. Lived there for 20 years, and the council found a loophole to evict them. Often, that was actually land they purchased where they placed their caravans on. And the council still found a loophole to move them off of land that was paid for by them.
Right.
Come on, hum, hum, hum. Tomorrow will surely come.
Fionn O'Fionn, hum, hum, hum. The Save Dale theme song right here. So I just want to say thank you to Garrett and Chris and Rob for being in here today and joining the Monday Afternoon Show. This is really great having you in the studio.
Much more than
and
welcome.
And I'm wondering, Garrett, if you had
pleasure, delighted.
You were talking about your group there. You said you had something else you wanted to bring up what's going on out there in the world. What have you been up to? What's new and exciting these days?
Wow, my goodness gracious. just to add about my positivity group, anyone and everyone is absolutely welcome. I do make a point of saying that it is not by any means a political or religious group in any way, shape, or form. Although, at the same time, all ideas are listened to and accepted. But it's not per se, you know, leaning towards or a part of any one religious or political organization. My theory is we need to take the politics out of politics, so to speak. It's more about coming together as human beings, as I say. I'll happily say that it has been a busy and wonderful day today. I actually work part-time at Walgreens here on Fairview Avenue in Hudson, New York. So a shout-out and a kudos to all my coworkers there. They are like absolute family to me. I tell them if the world could operate the way we do in this store, it would be a much better place. I have formed such a rapport with so many customers. They come in, shake my hand all the time. And some people joke around and say, are you the mayor of this town? You're like the mayor. Yeah. You know so many people. You're so friendly and cheerful. Talk with so many people. And actually, I worked a 10 to 2 shift today, this morning, to fill in for a coworker who called in sick. I ended up staying till about 2:20. Because a gentleman from Ireland came in who needed a little extra attention to. He needed to see if we could make a passport photo for him that would fit an Irish passport.
You got to be kidding me. You had an Irishman in today?
Yes, we certainly did. And we're pretty sure the passport was maybe just a little under the Irish regulations for a passport, but that it may cut it. Also, the Irish passport must be in black and white. It's required. So we can only make the passport photos in color. So he's going to see if he can take care of that, the rest himself. And, of course, he's more than welcome to return them if he's not satisfied for any reason. And then I'm here today with everyone so gladly, proudly. And then I work another shift tonight there at Walgreens from 6:30 to 10:30. So a full and beautiful day.
You're a working like man, Garrett. You're a working man.
Thank you, Kieran, me man. And all right. We have, as I say, at Walgreens, we're required to remember the four E's. And this is the epitome of them right here. Your engagement creates experiences to execute the initiatives and create efficiency.
There you go. Garrett, give us a little pitch for the positivity group. If somebody listening right now wanted to join or look up more information, how would they find out about your positivity group?
Right now, it would be to contact me personally because I don't have a website set up per se, and it's more or less by my own word of mouth. That's why I say I'm in the beginning stages of it. I'm considering, this is just tentative and it's not definite yet, but I'm considering possibly giving it the name the Atlantic Alliance. Ironically, I acquired the idea for that possible name for my positivity group because I was emailing Vino Fina's artist name, or Francie Radigan, my distant relation over there, who was just singing to us. He was emailing me and said, you know, maybe you could start your own one-man group over there. I'm doing what I'm doing, and we're thinking on incorporating everything, you know, between the Irish travelers and everyone else, as I say. And he said, maybe we could form an Atlantic Alliance. And I said, gee, that might be a great name for the group, the Atlantic Alliance, because I'm going local, national, international,
there
as I say.
There you go. Garrett is going international, people.
Whether it's like sitting it. In person, having a cup of coffee, or pen palling, or any of it. Let's all come together once and for all, singing, dancing, laughing, and honestly, you know, things domino up, as I say. And I have my own theory as well as to how to improve things in society, but the one issue is no leader or president or anyone would ever do this. And I would say, number one, I would deem all currency valueless. Number two, I would say all debts are forgiven, be they public or private, whether between families, friends, corporations, or countries. And number three, I would say, now let's start fresh. And as I
Garrett's
say,
it's about to turn the tables over the temple. Look out, money changers. Garrett's coming for you. I like where you're going with this, Garrett. This is good.
Thank you,
Rob
Garrett.
And Chris, I want you to weigh in. We have to actually break for some station identification, some promos, some PSAs, and a little bit of news. And I'm wondering if you guys want to weigh in.
I'm dying to let them speak. I'm tired of hogging the program.
And we'll have a little bit of time after the hour to get into it a little bit. But you guys want to weigh in just before we break here? All right, why don't you swing that mic to you, Chris, and tell us what you're thinking about Garrett's bringing.
I definitely think that, you know, well, for me personally, I was focusing a lot on the negative, like too much, you know, during the election, and I decided, you know, sometimes, you know, you just gotta, you know, if there's nothing you could do about it, you know, if it's out of your hands, it's powers that are beyond our, you know, anything we could do about it, you know, then like why worry about it? So mm-hmm. I like the idea of the positivity group just to get together and, you know, you could talk, you could play music, you could, like, you know, do stamps, you know, like, I guess, like, people are getting into stamps now, so I joined a stamp group and
stamp group?
Yeah.
Nice. Collecting stamps or?
No, making stamps.
Making stamps.
Yeah. Like out of rubber.
Nice.
Yeah, they do it in Catskill at the community center.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the day now.
That sounds fascinating, Chris. You know, I'm going to break for some news right now,
okay,
and we're
going to
come back. I want to hear a little bit more about stamps, and then I want to hear a little bit about Rob's take on it all, and maybe if we're lucky, we'll get some ukulele in there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. All right, so we got Garrett, Chris, and Rob just closing it out here. Looks like Chris, Rob, and Garrett. Did I just say that wrong? I did. That's okay, because sometimes we say things wrong here on the radio. That's how it is with community radio. So Chris, Rob, and Garrett here. Chris has a ukulele. I'm wondering if you wanna play a little something, or what? How has your first experience on the radio been today? Because this is your first time on the air. Is that correct?
Yeah. This is okay. All right. Yeah, first time on the air. It's been good so far. You know, I just kind of fell into it this time. I don't know. Like, I just sort of, you know, I'm just sort of winging it. You know?
Oh, Chris, you fell into it, all right.
Yeah, I fell into it. I don't like the way you said that. But, you got this look in his eyes now.
So what do you got there in your hands?
That's a ukulele.
All right. And what does it do?
It plays music. You know, it's like if you play guitar, you can look at it like kind of like a section of the fingerboard. I don't know. You can sort of, if you're a guitarist, you can sort of understand it in a certain way. If not, you can just sort of like play chords, which most people do, and then you play songs, you know, which I don't really sing. So I just kind of like do, I mostly do, you know, it's also kind of like a known to be like a happy instrument, you know, but you can play the blues on it too.
All right, let's see what you got. Let's see, just have a wing at a little tune there.
Okay, yeah.
All right, go for it.
It seems to love the key of C a lot, you know. But anyway, so I'm just kind of like mess around on it.
There you go. I'm liking it. I'm digging that, Chris. Where'd you learn how to play?
Guitar. I don't know. I just kind of taught myself. You know. I'm trying to do. I try to do something better. Hold on. It's hard to hold the guitar.
Digging it. I got some rum jacks out here. The patron saint of thieves here, accompanying you too. So,
oh, no,
have no fear. You heard of the Rum Jacks?
Huh?
You heard of the Rum Jacks?
No, but now I know they're gonna. Now I know I'm gonna hear them. So.
There you
I'll
go.
Find out. Well, a little bit of blues.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Go for it, Chris.
Yep.
Right on. Oh, I got it. Oh, I gotta get the rhythm on it. See, I'm thinking. Now I'm thinking of like the Clash's.
I'm digging it. No, I'll take it. I'll take it all, Chris. This is live in the studio. Chris on ukulele. I want to hear a little from Rob, too. Rob, I want to know, how was your first radio experience here? It's WGXC Monday Afternoon Show. Rob, what do you think?
Terrific.
Good stuff?
Great stuff.
All right. Well, I'm glad you could join us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And we'd love to have you back. Maybe at some point you guys could come back, think about some topics, and... You were talking about 1930s radio, how we're kind of kicking it old school here. It's kind of how it is. It's raw. You got the microphones. You got the people. You know, we're talking. You know, they don't do a lot of that in radio anymore. It's all corporatized, pre-broadcast, pre-sort of polished up for consumption of the masses. We do it a little different.
Could I ask you, do people ever sing on the radio?
Oh, sure.
Here.
Yeah.
Groups have done it.
Yeah, I've had people sitting right where Chris is right now. He just played the ukulele, but I've actually had people play the ukulele right where he's sitting and singing as well, too. So we encourage that. Very much so.
I don't play, but I do sing.
Yeah? You got a song? You could kick it a cappella right now, Rob. And play a half and sing a half song.
You know how to play Mercedes Benz by Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin, Mercedes Benz. What's your favorite song to sing? Do you have a favorite one? Maybe I should get this call while you think about it. I think you launch right into a song right now, Rob. Do it.
No, I need the trouble is I don't.
No, it's just like Lord.
Okay, Rob's thinking about a song that he could sing. It might have to be next time when you come back. You'd be ready for it. Or what's it going to be?
Well, when I have an opportunity sometime.
Okay.
Maybe an Irish song when there's an Irish show on.
Okay, that sounds good, Rob. All right. Garrett, you want to sign off? You want to say anything? Closing? How's it been for you today?
I have a couple of things I'll squeeze in before
okay.
I skadoodle.
Go for it. Do it.
First off, I don't have a bad voice myself, so you may be hearing an Irish song or two out of me and perhaps some other songs as well, and you may hear me with a couple of Beaurons sometime. I have a large one and a small one. I just need to practice a little more on them. And I'd also like to say that my friend, his name is David Linter, he has attested to that he'd like to return with me, as you so kindly re-invited all of us here, Kieran. He once lived in the famous Chelsea Hotel, and he has recently been attempting to have a screenplay he worked 7 years on about the life of a Samoan gangster on the streets of L.A., who he knows personally, who's now reformed himself, no longer a gangster, but the film has gone into pre-production, and it's just on the border of going into production, but you know how that is. They drag their feet and such.
I think Rob's going to sing.
I have this song by Pat Roper. You remember Pat Roper?
Oh, yeah?
Pat Roper sang in East Europe. My mom met him. Dublin, Belfast, Clark, and Donegal. We're on the one road. Order the road.
singing the soldier's song.
Though we've had our troubles now and then, now is the time to pick them up again. Sure, and we all Irish anyhow. Now is the time to step together. Now
we're on the run road, in the run road. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, over the one road. But we're together now, who cares?
Northmen, Southmen, comrades all. Dublin bells pass,
Cork or Donegal. We're on the one road, singing along.
Singing a soldier's song.
Son, Roger Baker's shoulder in his gun. Rich man, poor man, every man in line. All together, just like old lang syne.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together.
Before the dawn, from dissension, Ireland is reborn. Soon will all united Irish men make our land a nation once again.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together now. Who
haven't sang that one in a while.
I think that's a good way to close it all, gentlemen.
Woo!
What better way, huh?
That was great.
There we go. Yeah, good. The Wolf Tones closing it all. Garrett, Chris, Rob, I thank you all for coming in and joining me for the Monday afternoon show. And let's do it again sometime. Thank you so much. We will be right back.